News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
America has commenced strikes against Iran. Iran's Revolutionary Guard saying that it has attacked Bahrain and has attacked shipping in the Strait of Hormuz, or rather has attacked American ships in the Straits of Hormuz. And Donald Trump has said that he is going to take control of that strait and charge tolls for ships travelling through it, with the exception of Iranian ships, which will be blockaded in port. Duncan Bullivant is with us, CEO of Henderson Risk Group, former British Army officer and former diplomat. Peace talks are going well, Duncan.
Yeah, well, I hate to say I told you so. Yes, it doesn't seem to be going Donald Trump's way at all at this stage of the game. I think we should probably just step back a little bit and look at what is really going on here, and that is that the US forces are launching punitive strikes on easy Iranian targets at the moment. So this is in many ways theater, although it has been trumpeted that the US have now used unmanned surface vessels overnight to attack a limited target in Iranian territorial waters. But I mean, none of this stuff is strategic. What is strategic is the gradual erosion of the US position in the Middle East in terms of it being the power broker, and the Iranians are playing that game very well. This is, from an Iranian point of view, not a great situation. Their economy is on its back foot. They have suffered considerable losses, but only about 30% of the missile stocks. But they are slowly, through a process of attrition and the misery of Iranian people, they're not buckling at this stage of the game. And the US is playing all the cards it can, but isn't getting the traction it needs to actually call a victory on this at all.
But just explain that thing of the erosion of their position as power broker, because I would have thought, however much they may be facing attrition, they have such military and economic might that they can simply continue on ad infinitum and be the defining aggressor in this, and therefore the power broker no matter what, no?
Except that Trump has only got about 50% approval for this back home, and he's facing increasing congressional concerns and oversight in terms of what the objectives are. The latest announcement, which I don't think is going to go anywhere, about charging a 20% toll, the US charging a 20% toll on shipping passing through the straits, is ludicrous. And I think, again, it erodes the seriousness of the situation. But the US can't carry on doing this ad infinitum. And, you know, you've got to also look at the situation that the Israelis are facing, who are part of this, let's not deny it. You know, they are increasingly tied down with Hezbollah, who are resilient and still receive support from Iran. And other proxies in the region haven't gone away either. So in terms of trying to find an off-ramp for the United States in this, you know, if the Iranians can continue to keep the US forces engaged in this effectively low-level, ongoing, on-off conflict, up until the point at which Donald Trump becomes a lame duck president, they may well end up finding that they get an easy ride with whoever takes over from Trump in a couple of years' time.
We could be talking that kind of duration, really?
Well, yes, we could, because there's no definitive. There's no definitive here. This comes down to straits of the control of the straits. The Iranians aren't going to back off from that, because they see this as their sort of, you know, it's their main bargaining chip. If you end up with a situation where the Iranians are in a position to inflict damage militarily on ships that don't pay them at all, they will hold those ships and international shipping to ransom ad infinitum. I mean, all the talk about putting in canals and alternative routes, yeah, there are alternative routes being looked at to move the oil through different territories, but none of that's going to be put in place over the next couple of years. That's a 5 to 10 year program. So the Iranians are playing their hand, which is that we will control the straits. We will charge fees for people moving through. We will be in charge of security. The Americans are challenging that. And if the Americans can't challenge that, then the Iranians will have that leverage going forward.
Duncan, thank you so much for that analysis. Duncan Bullivant there, CEO of Henderson Risk Group, former British Army officer and former UK diplomat. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.